This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seems like time's speeding up. You know, technology is.
This is our land.
And then I think about people like Sandeo.
These are our people.
I've been listening to for 20 years.
The workers. The strikers.
And like
the builders.
A year ago, by before he's back on.
These
I think it was like yesterday. It was like 1,000 years ago.
Who are they?
And that's why we've got a big board in there now where we write all these great guest names on so we think about them. I want to get this guy on every week, not every year. We'll be back after this intro and to let him have some final comments.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I met so many amazing people. You can pull his name up. He was a famous British economist, I mean, top of the government back in the 80s and stuff. And I ran into him covering Bilderberg in Canada. Didn't even know how famous he was. And he just said, the answer to 1984, Alex, is 1776. And he was a mathematician. And he said that's a social term, like 1776 will override 1984, the tyranny. Stan, please come back this week with us and then try to come on at least once a week, once a month. I'm launching all these new shows. I'd love to get you on a couple of days a week just to commentate, cover whatever you want, long form without me interrupting, which, you know, because you're such a nice guy. We only got like 4 minutes left. Your points, okay. Things you want to add, things that are going on, things that are happening, things you want to impart to people.
Well, the main thing in relation to the weather is hurricanes have, they're a low-pressure area, and when they move over land, they start to slow down. But if they move over a known fault line that is already stressed and ready to release, it has been documented that the earthquake will occur as the low-pressure area causes a heave in the surface and have the earthquake. This one is going to peter out over Tennessee near the New Madrid zone. I don't see a fault line listed there by USGS, but I'm watching that area for lubrication from the rain and from the lifting of the surface.
What about Katia? That hurricane was right over where the Mexican quake happened.
Interesting, wasn't it? I think that the two, actually, if you look at the same thing you're looking at there, that NOAA wind map, and you plug in the thermal temperature, you know, the sea temperatures over the globe and the wind, you'll see that from Mexico, where that the earthquake occurred, and where the hurricane occurred, all the way up to Florida, is bright purple, which is extreme heat. And the same kind of pattern exists on the west side of the Pacific, over in Japan, where they've just now had another earthquake. See that?
And I do. It's incredible. So it's all interconnected.
Yes.
Wow. Just politically, what would you call the state the world's in right now?
Well, politically and biblically, I'd say we're approaching the tribulation period that the prophets speak of in the Bible because of the threat to our economy, you know, global collapse economy, geophysical events in the weather, earthquakes, a threatened asteroid impact. And by the way, on the 12th of October this year, you can see it on my show images page, I've got a plot there telling you about an asteroid that's going to come within the orbits of 250 of our geosynchronous satellites that control GPS and communications.
And by the way, Drudge Report tweeted that from NASA, and Twitter blocked it.
You're joking.
No, no. Promise me you'll come back for an hour this week.
Okay, done deal. Just tell me when.
Well, I want you to get into all this, and I'm not going to ask the questions because you're so smart. I'm serious. You're nice and sit back like the good guy and let me ask questions. I want you to go wherever Stan Dale wants to on the asteroids, the earth changes, but I mean, regardless, if the Bible isn't true, the globalists are sure using it as a handbook to take over. The mark of the beast, the persecution of Christians, kicking them off Amazon, kicking them off Google. I mean, it's mainline focus on the family and stuff getting attacked. I mean, they're really coming after people.
Can you believe we're actually seeing this? I mean, it just came on so suddenly that, you know, even though we expect it from biblical prophecy, I mean, I'm astounded. They're just hating us.
Well, Trump sped it up, and I want to ask you this week when you come on, who is Trump in biblical prophecy?
Good question. We'll think about that.
All right, StanDale.com. StanDale, thank you. Wow. why is that guy? I just think like, these guests are so good, and then like a year goes by since he's been on. You're going to start hearing more of him, I promise. That's why we're going 20 hours live. We're up to 10 hours live in the last 2 months, like I promised. We're going up to 20 hours live in the next 6 months. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Normally do the Sunday show 4 to 6 p.m. Weekdays, my broadcast, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. But just in the last month, we've gone 10 hours a day live with the great David Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. before I come on weekdays with InfoWars Live. Yours truly, Alex Jones. Then after that, Owen Shore for 3 hours with the War Room. It's a big roundtable discussion. And I intend to go 20 hours a day live by the middle of next year. We may even do it sooner, but we're lining up all the talent, all the people, because InfoWars has got to do more. We're really affecting things. Global leaders are listening. Big corporations are listening. We're decompartmentalizing things. You had, of course, the big Manhattan Project back in the early 1940s. They kept it secret. Hundreds of thousands of people directly involved, 2 million involved supporting it. And they kept the whole thing secret until they dropped A-bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Well, weather modification globally has been kept secret the same way. And there's other programs of human-animal hybrids, genetic engineering, pharmacological crops that's actually in the MIT literature, but not given attention. Now, our next guest, who I've interviewed many, many years ago, probably 50 times, Dane Wigington, is an amazing researcher, geoengineering, watch.org, an engineer. I'm not going to get into all the big things he's been involved in. But when he learned about this over a decade ago, he dedicated himself, despite the fact he was running big solar farms around the country and a very successful guy, because he realized it was so big. And now he's gotten closer to the bottom of the rabbit hole than probably anybody out there. But more and more they admit, oh, the military is doing chemical cleanup and mosquito spraying and helping with the storms, cloud seeding, and oh, there's some drills going on. And we have the Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, back in 1997 in a press briefing. Back then it was only text at the Pentagon. Here it is on screen for radio listeners. You can just go to U.S. Department of Defense, type in DOD news briefing, Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, presenter, Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, April 28th, 1997. Here's the CIA breakdown as well, admitting last year weather modification programs. There's the Atlantic Monthly. There's the Central Intelligence Agency admitting they're expanding their covert weather control. Council on Foreign Relations developing an international framework for geoengineering. But we have the 1978 treaty that began in 1972 in negotiations with Russia. So we're talking about something real. But they want to keep it academic while they do it, calling all that testing. They don't want to have a real debate, a real discussion about what they're really doing. But the incredible scientists, researchers at Geoengineering Watch Alexjones.org, which is the number one compendium of research. You could get lost there. I tried to make a film called Dark Skies before they ever had a movie called that, and I just fell down a rabbit hole. It was all so admitted, but all academic, that I couldn't even believe how to respond. And I realized what Dane was saying, Wigington is right, that don't use the term chemtrail that just came out of the public noticing it. Go to the Nobel Prizes. Go to the admissions. Go to the geoengineering. Go to the high-altitude aerosol spraying. Go to these admitted programs. So we've got him for this segment, the next, to condense this down. I really appreciate him coming on. Let's go over it.
Good to have you. Good to be back, Alex. And, you know, as you correctly stated in our portion this morning, that the climate engineering particulates are trapping more heat than they deflect. And our goal at geoengineeringwatch.org is to present solid data. And, Alex, I hope that we can unite the tribes, if you will, in regard to certain common mantras, that there can't be, again, as I stated earlier in the first segment this morning, can't be any legitimate discussion about the state of the climate without including the climate engineering issue. So we have the entire environmentalist community, the climate science community, omitting the single greatest disrupting factor of all, not the only disrupting factor, but the single greatest. So if we could unite the tribes, if you will, in the common mantra that none of us on any side of the fence, no one, can have a legitimate discussion about the state of the climate without first and foremost including climate engineering.
Absolutely, because Russia and China and Dubai, they all admit they've got antenna arrays doing it. I mean, they've got chemical systems spraying, and it's all public in their countries. Here they just say it's not going on, but it turns out we pioneered it all.
That's exactly right. And if people want to see just how documented this is, we have a report, a Senate report on geoengineeringwatch.org. It's a 750-page congressional document from 1978. You can look at the document in its entirety if you search massive Senate document geoengineering. And on that document, it states clearly that normally opposing or adversarial governments will cooperate on the climate engineering issue because of the cross-border ramifications. So there you have conclusive proof that all the major powers, whatever their external conflicts appear to be that's publicized, they are absolutely colluding and cooperating on the climate engineering issue because obviously it affects the entire climate system. So we have quite a global cabal.
And that's what's amazing under the congressional report that then becomes the UN treaty is that they admit, hey, we all want to do this, so we all agree we're going to work with each other on it.
Exactly. And they all have their own agendas and objectives with these programs, but they're absolutely all colluding.
So how advanced is it? I mean, I know you go to the geoengineering summits, you know, where they are there, you know, but a lot of it's classified. I mean, how far along is it?
Well, last international conference I went to and confronted the most recognized geoengineer on the planet, David Keith. And your listeners can look at this confrontation. I think they would find it quite valuable if they search Dane Wigington, David Keith. They'll see me confronting David Keith after listening to a 3.5-hour symposium of him proposing the annual objective of dumping 20 million tons of aluminum nanoparticulates into the atmosphere. My question to Dr. Keith was, had any studies been done whatsoever, the toxicological effects, human health effects? And after him trying to dodge the question by stating that there's a lot of aerosols in the atmosphere already, if so, a bit more won't make a difference. But I reconfronted him that those aerosols aren't aluminum. Had he studied aluminum? And he stated on the record that they had done no studies of the human toxicological effects. And he said, quote, I'm quoting, he said, could terrible things happen tomorrow? We don't know. What kind of a statement is that from a quote-unquote scientist? That I was banned from the subsequent conferences after that.
For now, let's be clear. I hadn't seen that video in years. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I'm on your side. I see the text of it. Well, how do we search YouTube or whatever to find that video? I want to play that clip when we come back. Is that so powerful that then because you actually went, hey, aluminum causes brain damage, and he said, oh, there's already lots of toxic waste. It's like saying, you know, five exactly. guys already raped your wife, so how about 100? Or, you know, we already shot you once. How about 3 more bullets?
Yeah, that's the right line of thought for him. If you search Dane Wigington, David Keith, Geoengineering Watch, you'll find that short clip. No question.
So continue, because people pay attention during a hurricane. They want to make it about carbon taxes, pay world government, you know, to fix this. It's not going to fix it to shut down our plants and move into Mexico. I know we're affecting the climate. The point is there's a bunch of secret programs, so how do I make real decisions for my family when I don't know, when it's all hidden under a national security state?
Well, first, again, if we can unite the tribes on every side of the fence with this common understanding that you can't discuss the climate without discussing climate engineering. So, again, whatever person's point of view, that has to be the front line of the conversation. So let's look at Irma that just came from so far away, and they knew the trajectory 7 days ahead of time. How do they know? And interesting that Cuba got annihilated, and the relationship between the U.S. and Cuba has deteriorated rapidly. So Cuba just got the full brunt of a parallel track right along the shoreline, did maximum damage to Cuba. Why did the hurricane then do a 90-degree turn? And the high pressure zone, there's several ways of maneuvering the cyclones with radio frequency microwave transmissions. You have the large transmitters like HARP, Alex. I know you know what that is. You have several dozen large ground-based facilities like HARP around the globe, and they can create and do create high pressure domes, just like the ridiculously resilient ridge that's frying the U.S. West right now, Alex. That's what happened over the Gulf of Mexico that forced Irma to make a right-hand turn and move up along the western side of Florida. On the ground, you have transmitters, and we'll publish an article on this probably tomorrow, a video that shows the transmissions of the ground-based transmitters that then take over and can help to steer the hurricane from the ground. So the bottom line is this. Historical data proves we have 70 years of climate intervention. You know what's going on.
All right, stay there, and I got mainline Senate reports. Cloud ionization, electric rainmaking, and laser-guided weather modification. This is even in mainstream newspapers that the Arab countries don't hide this. They're proud of it. They're turning the desert green with antennas that are ionizing and creating particulate for rain.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-496-1532. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-496-1532. That's 1-800-496-1532. 1-800-496-1532.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So here's what's happening. I'm just a lay researcher that reads government documents, public stuff, and they admit global weather treaties, plans to reduce world population, post-industrial world, race-specific bioweapons. I've got Department of Defense press briefings admitting it from 1997. I've got UN treaties. They're all on Infowars.com. And then I talk to all the scientists, astrophysicists, meteorologists. They say, listen, the geoengineering that's going on is what you do to fry the planet, poison the soil, and kill people. So what is omnicide? What is planetary death? And what's the evidence showing that that's the direction they're going in? Again, we've got Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org, an amazing researcher I've known for over 10 years. Clearly this is happening. The evidence shows it. What is it? What's behind it? We've got 10 minutes left. Just spill your guts. Tell folks what they need to know about this omnicide.
Omnicide would express the disintegration of the entire web of life on the planet, and that is absolutely the track we're on. We can debate all the various causes, but if we look at this mathematically speaking, the single greatest assault against the web of life today is climate engineering. And Alex, if I could plug this into something you said earlier in our first segment about the climate engineering particulates trapping more heat than they deflect, which is exactly correct. So if we look at the stated purpose of climate engineering, primary stated purpose, solar radiation management to block some of the sun's incoming thermal radiation. But all available data makes clear that they are actually fueling the disintegration of the climate and the warming at the same time by trapping more heat than they deflect, destroying the ozone layer, disrupting the hydrological cycle, single greatest factor with the massive forest burn downs, contrary to what the environmental groups would tell us, is not just anthropogenic factors as a whole. It's climate engineering, because climate engineering poisons the soils, shreds the ozone layer, more UV exposure, more dry lightning. We have an incendiary dust on the foliage. I could go on and on. So we have major factors that are most directly related to climate engineering, and that all fuels the feedback mechanisms that are disintegrating the climate system, which feeds into the omnicide that's occurring right now. So, Alex, let's look at the logic behind this. Solar radiation management to give the Earth a higher albedo, a higher reflectivity. Let's take Venus in comparison. If this was the only a method by which you could actually cool the planet, if that's their goal, let's look at Venus. Venus's albedo is 2.5 times that of planet Earth.
I was about to say, Al Gore told us 20 years ago we're going to become Venus. Then the scientists are doing just what you do to turn us into that.
Well, it's feeding Venus syndrome. Geoengineering is fueling Venus syndrome. We have articles in Geoengineering Watch. Anybody who wants to search geoengineeringwatch.org and then plug in whatever title they want to find, they should find an article about it. So back to Venus. Venus is 2.5 times more reflective than Earth, and it's 900 degrees on the ground. Obviously, it's not just a reflective atmosphere that keeps a planet in a mode where it supports life. And Venus, all things being equal, and many people don't know this, Alex, Venus would be 20 to 25 degrees warmer than Earth, not 900 degrees. It underwent a runaway greenhouse, and that reflective atmosphere didn't help much. So we're back to climate engineering, uniting the tribes on all sides of the fence. Climate engineering will be the biggest nail in our collective coffins if it continues. So
I was about to say, I'm not even a scientist, but they admit that what they're doing with geoengineering causes the light to go through but stay and not bounce back out. And it's actually causing this and the soils are full of aluminum, and all this is happening. Are these mad scientists? What's wrong with them?
Again, you have any form of human activity that affects the energy balance of the planet is a form of geoengineering, but the intentional climate intervention programs being mathematically the greatest disrupting factor of all, and quite simply, this is human insanity at its epitome, Alex. And not only is it destroying the biosphere, the Earth's life support systems, it's toxifying every breath we take, toxifying soils. And I encourage your listeners, we don't ask anybody to believe anything we say at geoengineeringwatch.org. We ask you to examine the data, our data from our NASA engineer that works with us. And Alex, in regard to Mr. Trump, something I thought you should know about this, and let's hope that, you know, there's some different course of action that we see already. One of the Air Force generals that works directly with us at geoengineeringwatch.org, he's a retired major general, had Mr. Trump's top campaign people and Mr. Carson's top campaign people in his home January 2016 on a meeting strictly about geoengineering. He supplied data that was given to him by geoengineeringwatch.org, so we know they know. There's no question about that. Unfortunately, right now, what we see is a ramping up of these programs, not a scaling back. And over the oceans is where a lot of people don't know how much climate engineering is going on. And we look at NASA imagery, which I examine every day from all over the globe. The amount of spraying going on over our oceans, Alex, is unimaginable.
Well, this is Trump's blind spot. He loves America so much, he thinks the military is America. And sure, the average person in the military is sacrificing for some of our best people, in my experience. I love veterans. But some of these generals are really whacked out. Some of them are really great people, like the one you're talking about. And they're fighting hard. But, yeah, he just lets them do whatever they want. It's well known. He goes to the CIA. He says, you're great. Do whatever you want. He goes to the Department of Energy. Do whatever you want if it helps America. He really believes in the scientists and people. He doesn't like bankers and bureaucrats and people. But he does tend to just believe in whiz kid stuff and kind of just sign stuff over.
I think you and I would agree. There's a lot of great people in the U.S. military, and they're being told that these operations are some planetary-saving measure. And that couldn't be further from the truth.
By the way, it shows how deep, that's what I've been told by generals and people currently in, is they're told they're saving the ozone, but the science shows it's killing it. And let's go back there. This is important because it's the same thing they do with this compartmentalization. They have kids' textbooks saying they're spraying sunscreen. So they admit to children the geoengineering's happening, and Bill Gates is like a little videos for kids at school, but then they tell us as adults, don't discuss it, it's not happening.
Well, here's the bottom line. We have to get this issue to light immediately, and everyone can play their part in that if they share credible data, as I stated earlier.
No, I agree. It's all on your site. So let me ask you this. So you're talking to the high-level military. They're being told this is an earth-saving event.
They are, and this is where, again, that's...
Well, I was told by a high-level operative, they were told when it started 20 years ago, they believe a global ice age was going to begin by 2020, and so they, as if you could predict it, but it is timed in the next couple hundred years probably to start, that they're stopping global cooling.
Well, the official science data would say exactly the opposite. They're trying to slow a runaway greenhouse effect, and the actual data from the ground would say they're fueling that effect, not stopping it. They're, as you correctly stated in the first segment, they're trapping more heat than they deflect, destroying the ozone layer and so forth. So back to the ozone layer. Aside from any other environmental discussion, if we had no other environmental problems, the ozone layer alone, if it collapses, current data indicates that could occur and will occur on the current trajectory in 4 to 8 years. Game over. All terrestrial life, over. So again, the readings we're getting right now from the official sources are all completely fictitious. They have no bearing in reality. They don't measure any UV radiation below 300 nanometers, and the DNA damaging bands of UVC are below that. So you can't find what you're not looking for, Alex. We're simply not being told that we're being bathed in dangerous UV radiation, lethal UV radiation right now.
And by the way, I don't just believe you. We had it up earlier. We have the earthquake monitors. We have all the government data. I went and you said this today. I saw it a few years ago. I went, look, they admit UV is the highest ever recorded. So do 5 more minutes with us. I want to look specifically with you about what ozone collapse would look like, because we know it's not just holes. It is being depleted. And as you said, it's not what's in our spray bottles. What's happening? Why is it being depleted so fast? Because we know UV's up all over the planet. What's going on? Skin cancer is way up. Why is this happening? We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mycos EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be Californian standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Take 30% off of Mycos EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycos EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So, Hurricane Irma gets us focused on the fact that we're at earthquakes, we've got storms, we've got solar storms that are directly connected to all this. We've got governments admittedly obsessed with trying to control the weather and manipulate it, and then we have discussions about it. They attack us despite all the stacks of their own admissions of it. So it's up to the public to admit this is going on, but let's look at the ozone layer
Let's look at the fact that more UV radiation is admittedly coming through. Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. Let's break down what collapse of the ozone layer could look like, because it's already starting to happen, as you said, the next 4 to 6 years.
That's what it would look like. We already see that. In regard to, let's take insect populations, for example, Alex. In Northern California, we work directly with retired Forest Service biologists. We've seen a 90% decline, 90% in aquatic and terrestrial insect populations in the last 10 years. This is from the heavy metal contamination and the UV. 90% of the insects die. How long are we going to be around? In regard to the military-industrial complex propensity to keep doubling down on everything they do. So the more they spray, the more damage they do, the more ozone destruction they cause, the more they feel they have to spray to provide a shield from the destruction that was caused by what they were doing in the first place. So this is the mentality we're dealing with. And now, Alex, on the earlier segment, I mentioned to you that the atmosphere is filling with methane. That's something that we all need to discuss. It's not cow flatulence. It's massive methane deposits that are thawing, freezing, and entering the atmosphere, covering the planet like a layer of gas. So what's the military-industrial complex response to that? Project Lucy and Project Alamo, the attempt to use microwave transmissions with opposing frequencies to try to degrade some of that methane in the atmosphere with consequences unknown, further destroying the ozone layer. So this is a race toward, again, total global omnicide, and so many of these roads lead right back to climate engineering.
Continue to break this down.
Well, again, on the current path, if we don't deal with this issue first and foremost, we'll have a planet that doesn't support life much longer. It's already waning rapidly. So we're back to what's our priority, what's our obvious priority, and people from every side of the fence, while they're arguing about the state of the climate, why wouldn't we unite on a common cause, unite the tribes on a common cause of exposing climate engineering? Because, again, you can't have any discussion about the climate without dealing with this issue first. So I would argue that we have to all pull this load together and get this issue to the light of day, or very soon we'll have nothing left to salvage, Alex. That's a mathematical fact.
What's wrong with the technocracy that's doing this?
Well, I would compare it to a cancer, Alex, and I have many times. Does a cancer intend to kill its host? No, it intends to proliferate at any cost, and the host eventually dies. So we have all these companies, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, all invested in this technology. We have the disaster capitalists like Monsanto that's reaping, as you correctly stated earlier, again, genetically modified seeds, aluminum-resistant, UV-resistant seeds, abiotic stress-resistant seeds, all capitalizing on the decimation being caused, but at the same time, the ship's going down by the day. So this is comparable to pirates on a sinking ship loading their pockets with loot. How far are they going to get? Not very far. We're all going down in the same ship. So the bottom line is, above all other issues, we must deal with this issue. And if we don't, we're on a very, very limited time horizon. Some of the products I heard in the break that you sell and market, I would argue, not to put a plug in for InfoWars, but the storable foods and so forth, essential right now. If you can't eat it or you can't drink it, it's not going to be worth much to you in the very near future. So those are very important items that people should think seriously about while they're also at the same time trying to help us sound the alarm. That's so critical on this issue. We all have to pull this weight.
Dane Wigington, it's been too long since you've been on your site. It's been years on it. Great job, you and the scientists, what you're doing. Let's talk again very soon. Thank you, sir.
Anytime.
Since we have that perspective, which is an important angle, let's go to a Dr. William Soon, Harvard geophysicist and astrophysicist, on what's happening with the sun's effect on the Earth that the globalists are trying to manipulate but can't fully control, as Standeo earlier agreed. Here it is.
Yes, that. Professor Willie Soon is a solar scientist, an astrophysicist, and a researcher out of Harvard, and he's very well skilled and knowledge into solar cycles. And so we're going to be joined by Dr. Willie, and he's going to be able to really kind of get deep in there and explain to us how the sun actually has a bigger impact on our environment than us as man, which is such common sense. I mean, it really is common sense. And it's kind of, we're trying to dispel the hysteria out there that somehow if we don't do A, B, C, and D and let these scientists dictate policy, then we are going to have the end of the world happen. So really and truly, that's why it's so important that we have Professor Willie Soon come on and talk to us.
And by the way, I live in Salem, Massachusetts, so we're very familiar with such well-known phenomenon called witch burning. Indeed, those are during the time where all this, you know, very, very sad situation where they're having some kind of bad weather and where people decided to prosecute a lot of these so-called women that went crazy and, you know, the witches, they call them, and for brewing up this bad weather. I mean, it seems to me, even by 21st century, things doesn't change as much for those who insist that carbon dioxide, which is one of these, what you call minor greenhouse gas, that's a very important point to stress, minor simply because its effect is known to be very small, because the major greenhouse gas in the atmosphere or planet Earth is water vapor. I've been very fond of saying, if you want to study the effect of greenhouse effect on the Earth planet, all you need to do is study water vapor. That's it. That's all you need to do. That's why the sun argument is so convincing, because it does vary in a cyclical way. Not every 11 years, every 60 years or so, every 200 years, every 1,000 years, that sort of thing. We have seen those cycles. We have seen all of those cycles, actually, from actual data. This is why the argument is more and more convincing, as far as I can tell you, I mean, or even in any scientific open discussion or debate, you know. So this is indeed a very fruitful direction to go. And I have to tell you, all the money they spent the last 10 to 20 years, I mean, they barely give actually 5% to studying the sun in that sense. They spend 95% of those wasted money on computer climate model that is completely, it's almost useless in my sense. Because all they do is just copying each other. In fact, the whole world now has about 30 climate models. Each of them copying from each other is as if that they're doing some serious hard work, okay?
And we actually see some of the strongest hurricanes we know about, certainly the one that has the most number of casualties on continental USA was the Galveston hurricane of 1900. There wasn't much man-made pollution at that point in time, but we can go even farther back to 1780, and that hurricane, right. The one in 1900, that killed about 12,000 people in the U.S.
That's right.
But then we have one that killed, I think it was about 30-some-odd thousand in 1780. It sunk most of the fleet of the French and the British in certain areas. It had a massive impact on history as to whether or not we were going to win that war or not. That was a direct result of that. And so we know that there were dozens of ships, tens of thousands of people that were lost at sea, that the ships were overturned. And the devastation as described makes people realize that that was one of, if not the strongest Atlantic hurricane we've ever had. And that was in 1780. So we see these things happening cyclically. And there is no explanation that is going to explain this, that is focused strictly on recent additions to carbon dioxide that they say are increasing linearly as we're going along. We see something that is cyclical.
That's right. This is why science is all about numbers, too. I mean, the numbers for atmospheric carbon dioxide just doesn't add up. I mean, in fact, if I may, maybe it's a bad time to tell another joke. If those who really want to insist on carbon dioxide causing all the damages from Harvey and Irma, I think we should look for checks from Al Gore and John Kerry, Obama, and who else? I mean, DiCaprio. I mean, those guys should write a check.
That's one of the top astrophysicists on the planet from Harvard. Most scientists say this man-made global warming thing is a fraud. It's the sun, folks. 1,300,000 Earths hit inside of it. It's what makes us have the summer. It's what causes the hurricanes. It runs the whole show. It gives us sunburns. It does everything. But without it, we're dead. So I pray to Jesus, that's my God. But if I was an atheist, I'd worship the sun. We'll be right back. Thanks for all your support. We have big sales that end tomorrow at InfoWarsStore.com on a lot of great products. Be sure to take advantage of that 50% off of storable food, water filtration, 30% off and more. Thanks for your support.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
I keep putting the sun up because that's what drives our weather. The globalists can try to manipulate it. They can try to control it. But they don't. It's the equivalent of 1.3 million Earths. 1,300,000 Earths. It's a giant thermonuclear explosion ongoing that's got such great mass, a lot of suns implode, they think, and make black holes, that its mass is so great that it just contains the explosion. What creates a black hole? A space-time warp, where it's so huge it rips the dimensional firmament. And remember, equations knew this 200 years ago before they even found it, and then goes into another universe. Wow. We are alive in an incredible time, and there are elites
Let me say this is one of the most important things I've ever said. Listen to me carefully. I know you already know this innately. You're going to say, we already know that, Alex. But we need to understand this and talk about it. The globalists are the technocracy. They're the priest class. They're the scientists. And not all scientists are bad. Most scientists are great. But these are very greedy people that have a glimpse of all this, of AI and life extension and technology. And everything we've got today would be magic 100 years ago. It'd be unfathomable 5,000 years ago. Well, we've already gotten 90% of the way. There's not much further for us to go until we've got life extension, until technical immortality, until building whole new planets as an individual will be just like, we're made in the image of God. This is a big prospect. And there are people that are jealous who don't want you to have part of this. And that's the big takeaway. Is that this is our embryonic, our larval form, and an advanced species like this that God's created is not going to be given the keys to the house, the car, and the company without a test. We don't just get hatched up on the ceiling in the garage like wasp. We've got to go through something in a big, real-world simulation. Live fire. Like the old days with the Marines and the Army, they really shot bullets over you. A lot of times people got killed in every class. They had to get rid of that because political correctness, or now they just call it accidents. But only real live fire drills test people. And that's what this is. And every group knows this is the test. The big thing's coming. Happening now. Marco Island takes hit. West Coast, Florida, bullseye. Down to Cat 2. Looters in Fort Lauderdale. I love how the police report that, and they say, Alex Jones and Rush Limbaugh and Matt Drudge are being racist, saying there's looters. Later, they arrest anybody in white. I think Harvey showed our unity. I think this will show our unity as well. I've celebrated our unity. How do they counter that? Because it brings us together. Oh, Alex Jones is against unity. That's the big lie. Ladies and gentlemen, just know this. Hollywood means nothing. In closing, I want to hit these reports. Trump calls for tax reform, speed up in light of Hurricane Irma. Talks about how with Texas and Florida, the second and third most populous states, this is really causing a problem. And he knows, all the economists tell him, you don't cut taxes to the average person, your recovery is going to stall. That's why I like Trump. I'm not in league with Trump. It'd be great to go after him and get him off my back, but I can't because it's the truth. He's doing a good job. Then they bash him and say, oh, he sold out to the Democrats. The Republican blue bloods are blocking a Republican insurrection in the Freedom Caucus. Then the blue bloods try to manipulate the Freedom Caucus and say, see, he's selling you out, the Democrats. No, he tried to get your agenda of Obamacare repeal and tax cuts through. That's his agenda. And then the blue bloods killed it with the Democratic leadership. But all the Democrats want is power. So Trump doubles back because they want to shut down the economy for 3 months. Blame it on Trump, have Standard & Poor's and Moody's and Barron's lower our rating, which has been planned, have a new depression, say it's the repeat of 1929 with the smooth haulings and all the rest of it. And Trump's not going that direction. So he says, okay, I'll get the hurricane relief for Texas, and we know we're going to need it for Florida, and I'll go ahead and do your deal because he didn't create the big debt. He didn't create the time bomb. What kills its tax cuts and then flattening out spending. He'd already gotten the national debt for the first time in 25 years to go down a little bit. Just with the exuberance, just cutting the regulations, just cutting the bureaucracy, just promises of tax cuts. He already had us back there, and the globalists go, no, we don't want the prosperity system. We want to pick and choose. We want to end Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac. We don't want small business owners. We don't want people owning their own houses. We don't want an upward mobility group. We want to go with the third world's feudal serf model. It's not a third world model. It's a Roman or a British Empire, a colonial model that Africa and Latin America and much of Asia never got out of. America got out for just a second. We're right back in the noose. And Trump is bringing you Americana. And that's why they hate him so bad. Yeah, you see Schumer all happy, delightful. Oh, then the Democrats keep attacking him. Oh, look, base, turn away from him. You know, he was stuck between the Republicans and the Democrats blocking him. They were about to blame him for the economy imploding. He wasn't about to do it with the midst of these hurricanes. He wants that wave of exuberance to continue and prosperity to defeat them. It's like the rays of the sun making plants grow. So we'll make it through this hurricane. We can't make it through Islamification. We can't make it through sexualization of our children. We can't make it through globalization. We have to make it through being strong and focusing. Bound to no party, Trump upends 150 years of two-party rule. Even the New York Times goes, he's for real. He means what he's saying. That's why he's so dangerous. He's overthrown the system. He's horrible. He's scary. Let's get rid of him. They admit he keeps his promises. He really believes it. Oh, my God, he's horrible. What are we going to do? In the end, he goes on. When Donald J. Trump set his sights on the presidency in the 2000 election, he pushed the nomination of the Reform Party, a home for disenchanted independents. The Republican Party has just moved too far to the right. He explained the Democrats too far to the left. In the end, he dropped the campaign of the Reform Party, the leftover construct of Ross Perot, two independent presidential campaigns during the 1990s. It was one of the last five times that Trump would switch party affiliations over the 10 years. I'm the Lone Ranger, he once contended. Now in the White House, President Trump demonstrated this past week that he still imagines himself as a solitary cowboy as he abandoned Republican congressional leaders to forge a short-term fiscal deal with Democrats. Although elected as a Republican last year, Trump has shown in nearly 8 months in office that he is, in many ways, the first independent to hold the presidency since the advent of the two-party system around the time of the Civil War. That's right. Finally, truth from the New York Times. And just get on board with the American system and prosperity and let middle class and poor people have some jobs and futures, and then you elites can still be all powerful up there. Just, you don't have to piss on us off your balconies because it makes you feel better. And we're not going to let North Korea have nuclear weapons and threaten everybody. And we're not going to roll over and move everything to China so Goldman Sachs can crap down our backs. I mean, they brag about mounting America's head on the wall. Why would you mount the engine of prosperity to the wall so that people with one-inch wee-wees would feel powerful? There is no point to do any of this unless you're a satanic pedophile. And Trump is not a devil-worshipping, pot-bellied pedophile, and that's his great crime. Speaking of that, here is George Clooney. His parents, corrupt, famous Hollywood dons, gave him his jobs, force-fed him till he was 40-plus years old when he finally got a soap opera hit show on ER or whatever it was. Clooney says that Stephen Bannon is a butt licker or would lick his rear end. I'm sorry, this is a real quote. This is in the Daily Beast. To be successful in Hollywood and that Bannon's a loser. Bannon was successful in the Navy. He was successful in Hollywood. He was successful in banking. He then helped Trump spearhead a total come-behind victory to turn the Republic around, to turn the economy around with three-point-plus growth, and to do everything in the face of this with InfoWars, the Liberty Movement, Drudge, and everybody else to give America a real shot at not being set up and bled dry by globalist vampires to build their world government. And you, some little boy, who's famous in Hollywood that they paid to have him put movies and TV shows for 30 years before he finally was on one hit TV show when he was already 40-plus years old. This loser baby with his mommy and daddy wiping his butt till he was 40 years old doing everything for him. And all he won't house any Muslims, he says, bring in. He pushes all his crap. He said Trump would never be president. And now he comes out to look at Stephen Bannon, a true blue-collar guy that came from a family that was literally at the poverty line, but working at the shipping docks. So I've looked at a Stephen Bannon, who was a hardcore Democrat till he realized it was a lie, and then you sit there and piss in his face with your billion-dollar family and your hundreds of millions of dollars and your nothingness, sitting there saying he's a loser who wanted you. It's like when Fox said, I wanted shows with Fox in the New York Daily News. I turned down three shows with Fox. I built my own thing. I don't need you. I don't want you. I literally piss in your face. You are the losers. You were given everything. You are the scum. God bless all our listeners and crew. Rob News coming up, more live feeds, InfoWars.com/show. Keep spreading it. InfoWars.com.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals.
meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.